Hi, this is Eva Cox. It was the latest version of More Civil Societies. And I thought I'd actually go back and have a look at what we mean by the social and societies, because I talk a lot about them. But I've only just realised that they no longer appear anywhere on the policy issues of the major parties. The Greens don't have a section on social policies. The Labour Party doesn't have a section on social policies. And the Liberal Party doesn't have a section on social policies. Whatever happened to the idea that there was this thing called society? Yes, they'll identify the unemployed or the poor or the people with disabilities and various groups like that and target particular programs towards them. But where are the actual policies and ideas that make us a good society, that bind us together so that we actually feel that we live in a place where we belong, where we have a sense of identity that's about where we live and who we live with, where we develop informal friendships, where we get involved in community activities unpaid, where we actually remember that humans are social beings, that we spend a long time being immature. We grow up and we have ongoing relationships with other people. Friendship is very important. Family is very important. Community is very important. Yet none of those particular areas seem to be in any way seen as valuable, despite the fact they are the part of us that hold us together. When I did the Boyer Lecture a long, long time ago, I started talking about social capital. And social capital was that sense of belonging, that sense of being part of something that binds us together. And actually it came out very strongly as a concept of trust and trustworthiness. There are actually three types of social capital in the original thing. One is the relationships one has with those people near and dear and that we're familiar with, those people we know, those people like us. That is an essential part of who we are. Sometimes it becomes oppressive and we don't like anybody who isn't part of that, but that's bad social capital. But ideally it gives us a base for feeling that we belong to wider societies and we have relationships and commitments and obligations that are part of them. So you also have the sort of social capital that covers strangers and people who are not like us, where you trust them generally to do the right thing. And there's a question that goes into a lot of international surveys which says, you know, do you think most people are to be trusted or do you think most people are out to rip us off, or some framework of that sort. And basically, societies that work well have a higher level of thinking that most people can be trusted, because trust is a very valuable part of our relationships. It actually makes it possible for us to do things without having interminable laws, rules, and other things to try and contain us. It means that we believe other people are trustworthy, whether it's trustworthy just in fixing things for us, whether it's trustworthy in selling us things, or whether it's trustworthy as part of the relationships that make life important and make them work well. And the third part of social capital is trusting the institutions, trusting democracy, trusting the people that we give power to. This doesn't mean we think they always do the right thing, but we think basically the system and those people running the system are to be trusted to try and do the right thing for most of us. And yet the polls are showing up that we think most politicians, for instance, are more on about their own stuff or particular subgroup stuff, and they don't represent the needs of the people that vote for them. And that's causing the problems that we're having with democracy. So somewhere along the line, that social thing about trust, relationships, democracy, feeling of belonging, the parts that make us a good society or good societies, the things that actually contribute to the concept of community, those feelings that make us feel warm about who we are and comfortable with the world so that we can actually solve the problems rather than trying to hide with people that look like us and talk like us or spout nationalistic or other sorts of crap. And yet none of the major social parties actually have a category that looks at that. We look at components. We look at individuals, we talk about individuals, we're expected to act as self-interested individuals, the customers the government wants, rather than citizens who have obligations to others, as well as trying to create a society in which we're all comfortable. So that's the problem. How do we put the social back on the political agenda? Think about it.